Gatestone Artisan Market that took place on Saturday, and it was lovely. It was really a brilliant event and brought some artisan market stallholders to Ingatestone that complemented the businesses, and what that does, it obviously brings a lot more people into that area, not only for the market, but they do actually go into the businesses. And Valine, a little shout out there, who delivered the market for us.
Yeah, shout out to Valine. And Valine, do text Sarah if there is a song that you want to hear, because you've been amazing. You are absolutely a huge part of the bid, and obviously Bremen Connected.
And she's done some amazing and achieved some amazing connections with businesses. She went around and got lots of offers from those businesses that they put out there on the day. So that's what it's all about. So hopefully those people will return and use those offers. And I'm really pleased to say that we have also agreed another Ingatestone winter artisan market, which will take place on the 9th of November. Really nice time of year leading up to Christmas to buy your goodies.
They go down really well, don't they? I think especially the world we're living in now, with everything being a bit more homemade, sustainable, people wanting to know where things are sourced and coming from, and some of the stuff there is actually really cute. I mean, I brought some soaps, some like homemade soaps that were bath bombs that were really, really nice. So yeah, it's a great, if you haven't been, you definitely need to get down and have a little look around, and make sure that you take plenty of cash with you, because there is something for everybody.
Definitely. And they're the sort of things that work well in Ingatestone.
Yeah.
And obviously, Shenfield's a slightly different vibe, so is Brentwood. What we have got coming up as well, which Brentwood Connected's really pleased to be sponsoring this year, is the Brentwood Art Trail. So that will take place on the 1st of June to the 30th of June. And there's going to be some amazing things happening on the art trail, so you do need to follow us on Brentwood Connected.
Can you give us a few little inside scoops, or have we got to wait and see?
So it's going to be launching with an outdoor market, music event, artist market outside the back of the Bay Tree Centre on the first weekend. There's going to be a pop-up location where you can view artists' work and have a go at some workshops.
Wow.
There's going to be obviously an art trail, so you can actually visit locations and view art in all locations. So we're looking at Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone, and it's happening across a whole month. Something very excited coming to Shenfield as well. You're going to have to watch out for that one.
Oh, you're not going to tell me. I would have let her on here.
You're
going
to have to come down to that one.
Oh, okay. Listen,
it's a very exciting plan.
I'm excited. I don't even know what it is. I'm going to have to come down. So you literally have had your work cut out for you. Bearing in mind, this is a very much a unique bid. There isn't any bid of its kind across the country. I mean, normally it's you have one area and that's it. You just focus on the one area. But you've got three. You've got like three children, triplets.
Yeah, and that is a challenge in itself, but it's a good challenge, and that's what we need. That's why I'm here. It's great to have business feedback. We want the businesses in those areas to get in contact with us and say, you know, this works really well for us. This doesn't work well. We'd like to see more of this happen. It's down to the businesses to make these decisions. And we just want to make sure we've got a really thriving economy, basically. So.
And I think that's really important, you know, people that wasn't aware necessarily of what the bid Brentwood Connected is, and you know, the fact that, you know, you want everybody to be vocal, really, and feedback and be involved. And it's very much a collaborative effort, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm massive on partnership working. And I'm in quite a lucky position because our bid, again, is also very unique, where Brentwood Council is the bid body. So rather than having a separate limited company, they're the bid body. So officially, I'm actually employed by Brentwood Council. That does mean that I have this amazing partnership work. So Brentwood Council has the depot team, the community safety team, economic development team, a community services team, and many more that I can work with. And actually, something that came out of that partnership was we did a police action day last week or the week before. I can't remember now because it's been so busy. So there is a town centre police team. We got them out. So I was with the community safety team, myself and the police officers, and we was in Brentwood and Shenfield. And we were going into all the businesses, just speaking to them about, you know, how do you feel? You know, what will make you feel safer? How can we help? So that work is going to continue.
Which I think is so important. I mean, that's, you know, every time I speak to retailers, you know, and also being a high street business in my day job, you know, safety and the safety of the public is key. And I think the fact you're addressing those issues, not that they're an issue, but you're not just doing, as some people think, the frilly stuff. You are really looking at the things that are important to the businesses, the people that are paying the levies, the people that are involved. You're listening. And, you know, that's so important. I think that's the beauty of what you guys are doing, is that you're taking on board the feedback that I know that you're getting. And you're effectively scoping out and creating a plan based on the people that are paying into that levy. And I know that that's quite unique. So I have to say, we've got the right woman for the job sitting with us here, guys. I'm going to play a song that I wouldn't have played, but it's for Nish. Yes, Nish, it's Vanilla Ice, Ice, Ice Baby.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Vegas are pumping, quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, my rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby.
I hate to admit that I started dancing to that song. What is wrong with me? Nish, that was for you. It's Ice Ice Baby. Not one that I would have chosen, and perhaps lost a few listeners because, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a song of the era. Maybe it brings flashbacks. Maybe he remembers being a young boy going to school, and I don't know if he was that young at that time. I'm going to play another song before I get back to Sarah. And actually, she's just given me a little bit of info about the studios in which we're in had a really interesting past. So do stay tuned to hear a little bit more about that. And I will say Sugar Babes, McFly, and some other big names were in the studio. So we will find out a bit more about that. This is for Villene, our fantastic Villene that's part of our Brentwood Connected. It's Jack Johnson, Better Together. Oh, hang on a second. No, let's see. Here we go. This is part of the beauty of not knowing what you're doing.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart and our dreams. And they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on me so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do. For places we got to be, we'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. I believe in memories, they look so, so pretty when I sleep, ain't I when? And when I wake up, you look so pretty, sleeping next to me. But there is not enough time, and there is no song I could sing, and there is no combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
I think that was a little bit better than Vanilla Ice, and that was for Villene, Jack Johnson, Better Together. So whilst I was sat here, obviously chatting away to our lovely guest Sarah, she informed me that this room has a very interesting past, and yeah, actually quite a celebrity-fueled past. Sarah, are you going to divulge some of the secrets of this little square box that we're in?
Yeah, so back in the day, when I was a young 18-year-old, I came to work at the Brentwood Centre. I was a lifeguard and an events assistant, and I remember seeing Status Quo
Love in that.
Here. These were the dressing rooms, actually, they used. And Sugar Babes came here, McFly came here.
Were they famous then, or were they, like, unheard of?
No, they were famous.
Okay, so I'm assuming the room maybe had a few mirrors, some lighting, J-Lo candles.
100% had the light bulbs around the mirrors in the changing rooms.
I'm going to have a word with Paul if you're listening. I want one of those mirrors with some light bulbs, otherwise I'm not coming in to do the show. So it was pretty glam in here then.
No.
Glam's a bit of a stretch.
So you find a lot of those people actually arrived on their own buses.
Okay.
And they had these big, lovely coaches where they would get changed. They'd probably see these and was like, okay, maybe
I'll pop in. But it wasn't a whole J-Lo thing with, like, I don't know, certain temperature, certain candles, certain,
no,
you know.
They did have riders, but I don't think they were that glamorous.
Okay, but they came, oh my God, it's quite interesting to know that some of those guys and girls have performed here.
We're so lucky. We've got this amazing centre in the heart of Brentwood. We have a massive international hall, and it still has a lot of events running here, which brings a lot of people to Brentwood.
Yeah, but also I think what's really interesting for me personally, knowing you and knowing what you do, the fact that you've been at the helm and been in the community from 18, lifeguard, and then Sarah was telling me, because she's a trooper, and I clearly am not a mum because I don't understand how it works, but you were spinning at 9 months pregnant. Is this true?
Yeah, so I taught spinning here. So actually a lot of listeners maybe will know me as the spinning instructor. So I used to teach here quite a long time ago. And when I was pregnant with my first child, I carried on spinning up until 9 months.
I actually said to Sarah, wasn't you worried about your waters breaking? But clearly I know nothing. No, it doesn't happen that easily. Does your child have a love for music, maybe trance or drum and bass or whatever was playing and pulsating in the room at that time?
She's like me and got a fidgety leg, so maybe, yeah.
So perhaps, ladies, you need to maybe stop spinning before 9 months. But, so, Sarah, you have been here since day dot, obviously 18, being involved with the Brentwood Centre, and now a very important role, which you can't underestimate, because you are the Brentwood go-to. I mean, I speak to lots of people and they're like, oh, I need to speak to Sarah to find out what's going on and what's happening. Obviously there's certain things you won't find out because Sarah's keeping shtum. Can I tease it out of you, some of the things that are going on?
You can try.
Oh yeah. So we've got the art trail that's coming up, that's imminent.
Yeah, that's very, very soon. Before the art trail, we have some really exciting Easter events happening. We are running some Easter trails that will happen across Brentwood, Ingatestone and Shenfield. I can read out the dates.
Yeah, of course you can. Go ahead.
So Ingatestone's happening first. You can go on to our website, brentwoodconnected.co.uk, which will give you much more information. And also you can download the maps, and the maps are absolutely lovely. Very, very cute. So in Ingatestone, it's launching on Tuesday the 2nd of April to Friday the 5th of April. You can collect your maps from Beresford's.
Yeah, Beresford's, just a quick plug there.
And if you do the trail, you can then collect a nice little packet of chocolate eggs at the end. The Easter Bunny and some craft activities will be arriving on Friday the 5th of April. And then we move into Brentwood. Saturday the 6th of April, we start the trail until the Friday the 12th of April. On Saturday, if you come to Brentwood, you'll get to hold some free fluffy soft animals.
Oh, cute. So
some little ducks and rabbits and
things like that. In Brentwood, yeah?
That'll be in Brentwood. The Easter Bunny will be there again, and some crafts in Crown Street. And then in Shenfield, we are starting on Monday the 8th of April to Saturday the 13th of April. And on the Saturday, the Easter Bunny will be there with Party Monster Entertainment as well, sort of livening up Shenfield. So some really lovely activities to get families out and about over those school holidays. I am a parent, I've got two children, and it's great to get out and about, get them walking. And it's lovely. You can pop into little shops, grab yourself something to eat and drink.
I have to say, this is all free, isn't it?
Absolutely. All sponsored by Brentwood Collective.
Amazing. So, like, I know my sister has lots of children, like, literally little ones, and I know what it can be like during the holidays. Everything's so expensive, and when you've got more than one child, admissions to farms and petting zoos and all that sort of stuff, it all adds up. And this is just totally supported by the Brentwood Connected bid.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, you know, we're just trying to connect with people and get them to stay locally. Yes, it is nice to visit some other locations, but, you know, stay local. We've got some lovely, lovely places to visit. And sometimes these literally put Brentwood, Shenfield, Ingatestone on the map. Quite often we speak to families and they say, I didn't realise this was here. We did a dinosaur trail a couple of years ago, and there was families that visited Ingatestone because the children insisted they found that final dinosaur, and they would have never gone there otherwise. And now they return regularly because they've found some lovely places to eat, drink, shop. And that's what we want to do, really. And obviously, you know, other businesses hopefully will start to see that, and they might want to invest and open up their own business on our high streets.
Well, listen, I think anything, especially in the economy, you know, we're coming out of a tough time. You know, we can't deny the fact that COVID was hard work for everybody. Things are starting to take a turn for the better. You know, these things that you're doing, and they're all free, so you would be mad not to come down to Brentwood. And I'm definitely going to be coming along to pet one of the little fluffy ducks if I'm allowed. I wasn't allowed in the snow globe, so I don't know if I'm allowed, if it's only for kids. Am I allowed, Sarah?
You're allowed, absolutely. Everyone is welcome.
Amazing. I'm going to play you Phil Collins, Sussudio, and then we're going to come back and find out some more. But it is coming to an end, our time, as always. All good things come to an end, but it's gone quick. It's been great. We'll be back soon. That was another one of Sarah's choices. I asked Sarah, can you give me some songs that give you, you know, good memories, things that you love? And she said, right, I want to play Womack and Womack Teardrops. I'm fantastic. I love that song. And what's the reason? Well, many years ago, like 20 years ago, me and my friends got stuck on a bridge in traffic for 5 hours and we played that song. And to me, that wouldn't be a good memory. But actually, Sarah, as I said to you, I do have a funny story about that song because it does have a memory for me. I was about, I think, maybe 24. And I was kind of like not very good at drinking. And I was going to a family event. I think it was a birthday with my ex-partner and his mum and dad. And I was a little bit nervous, so I drank quite a lot of Prosecco before we left. And then I continued to drink quite a lot of Prosecco when we got there. And everybody was sat down and this song came on. And I just started dancing on my own like an absolute nutcase. Brilliant. And then there was this old guy. And I thought I was being sweet. I thought he probably hasn't danced for like 30 years. And I kind of whipped him up onto the dance floor. And I'm lucky he didn't have a heart attack. He must have been about 90 years of age. And everyone just looked on, mortified. And needless to say, when you're overzealous with anything in life, it never ends well. And I was quite poorly that night. And in the morning, I had a banging headache. And I spent most my evening on the bathroom floor. And they say, you know, you learn from these things, but unfortunately you haven't. I've just got more resilient as time's gone on. But yeah, so we've got two great memories, very, very different, and a great song. I have a song for somebody that you work very closely with. It's Bill Withers, and it's the lovely Laurie, isn't it? She's fantastic.
She's amazing.
She really is. I mean, she's so calm, her disposition, her manner. She's such a great pair of like steady hands and just makes everything look easy.
Absolutely. And she's been an amazing role model to me as well. So I'm really pleased to be working with her.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. We love Laurie. So Laurie, this is for you. It's Bill Withers, Lovely Day for the lovely Laurie.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you,
That is a long old song, 5 minutes, 5 minutes and something, but it's great. I mean, I do love the Guns N' Roses. Sweet Child of Mine for James, who's tucked up in bed. I can't really say that would be, you know, doing it for me to doze off, but anyway, each to their own. And I have to say, I have had far more songs in than I have time this evening. And as all good things do come to an end, time is ticking by. But before we go, we are going back to our fabulous guest, Sarah. She's been amazing, and we've had a great, good old chinwag. And I really want to find out anything else that's happening that I need to know about, because I quite like to have the inside scoop, Sarah, before anyone else does. So is there anything you're going to give me? Any tidbits for any of our listeners tonight?
Well, I'd love to release to you some Christmas dates. I know it's early.
It's
spring, but we need to get these dates in your diaries.
Yep.
So please put these dates in your diaries. We are going to be switching on the lights of the borough on the 23rd of November.
Get your diaries out, whether it's your iPhone, whether it's your Android, whether you like paper, get the pen, get your pad, write down 23rd of November.
Yeah, absolutely. All the lights are going to be coming on, and hopefully they'll be looking bigger and brighter than ever. You may have seen the bauble on the high street last year. So that was sponsored by Brentwood Connected. That's coming back, and we want to see more of your selfies under that bauble.
Okay, so you're talking about selfies, and that's great. I mean, the advent of social, it's gone berserk, it's gone mad. People are posting left, right and centre. Did you get really good traction with that last year with the hashtag?
I think there was more people posting selfies, but they didn't tag us.
So you need to tag, guys.
You need to tag Brentwood Connected. And the lovely merchant based on Brentwood High Street, they actually sponsored some prizes. So the lucky winner got to have free meal and some Prosecco. So it's totally worth doing.
Am I allowed to enter this? Okay, I'm going to tag. Can I do multiple tags, or is it one tag per customer?
Just go for it. And we had some businesses come over and have some cool pictures as well. So it's just really good fun. It's about getting involved in getting your business out there as well. So some of the other dates coming up as well, which going into Christmas, we will have a Shenfield event on the 1st of December, which is a Sunday.
Another date, December?
1st of December.
1st of December, perfect.
Followed by an event in Ingatestone on the 8th of December.
Oh my God, you are busy.
So there's going to be lots of things happening. And in between that, obviously, we're going to be doing lots of engagement with businesses, networking opportunity, business-to-business opportunities. You know, approach us if you've got any ideas, if you've got some space you want to use. Anything really, get in touch with us. Like I say, follow us on social media, Brentwood Connected, and also visit our website. On our website, if you are hosting any of your own offers or events, also you can submit those on our Brentwood Connected website as well. So we're promoting all businesses.
I mean, listen, you're getting so much bang for your buck, aren't you, really, being part of the bid? For those that are late to the party, I don't know where you've been, and I don't know where you haven't been tuned in, but we met with Sarah Walmsley, who is the Business Improvement District, aka Brentwood Connected. She is the bid manager, the one that's making the magic happen, making Brentwood come to life. And we've been discussing some of the exciting things that have been, some that are in the pipeline, and even getting a few of the inside scoops of things that are yet to come that you will not hear anywhere apart from on this show. Is that true? Tell me to say yes.
Yes, that is true.
Yes, she's bribed me with Percy Pigs, so I'm going to be bouncing off the walls tonight when I finish the show. But no, I have to say, Sarah, it's been amazing having you with me tonight. And to, you know, it takes a lot of planning to do these things. I think people sometimes, they don't realise pulling big events, light switch-ons, Easter hunts, Easter trails, they take lots of work. And you are the pair of hands making this happen. I see it, I know. And we're very fortunate to have you at the helm and you know, coordinating all these amazing things that are going to put Brentwood on the map. That's the plan, isn't it?
Thank you, Nikki, and thank you for your support. You are our number one fan.
I am.
We're connected. I am really pleased to be in this position, really privileged, and I will be out there on the high street. So hopefully more and more people start seeing me out more often. I'll come into the businesses. I'm probably going to do some pop-up sessions as well, where I might base myself. So if anyone wants to come and chat with me, I'll be there. I'm very approachable. I'm not scary.
She's not scary
at all.
I'm a nice
person. I'm a local to Brentwood as well, so I am very, very passionate about the area and making sure it's a a thriving place to live.
So passionate. She was spinning at 9 months pregnant. She wasn't going to give up those classes. She was there for the community. It's been amazing having you on board and speaking to you and finding out some of the great things you're doing. Lots to come. And hopefully you're going to come back on the show. And that's not just for the confectionery. I've really enjoyed having you here.
I've really enjoyed it, Nikki. Thank you. And absolutely, I'll be back.
And Sarah, I'm going to be playing a couple more songs before I get chucked off and replaced by Rob. But which song would you like to play out and why?
Oh, I don't know. What choice have we
got? You can have... Well, let's have a little look. I mean, I'm going through the library, so there might not... You know, let's... Oh, maybe I'll give you a couple.
I've had a request from one of my friends for a Beyoncé song.
Okay, we are going Beyoncé. I'm scrolling up to find some Beyoncé. Let's have a look. And is there anything specific? Whereas you listen, you're always going to have Beyoncé in the library. Otherwise, is it even a library without Beyoncé? Where are we? Hang on. Billy Idol. Got some Beyoncé. Here we are. So tell me what you fancy and I'll tell you what we've got. What do you fancy? What Beyoncé song?
Any Beyoncé song.
Okay.
You pick.
I tell you what we're going to go for. This one is for all the women out there, the independent women, the single ladies. Is that a good choice?
Here we go, yes.
Okay, this one is for Sarah and her friend. It's Beyoncé, Single Ladies. Where are we? Let me just make sure it's the next one on cue. Hang on. This is what happens when you're live, you know. This is what happens. This technical stuff. Here we go, guys. All the single ladies, 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 all the single ladies. Now put your hands up, up in the club, you just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, and now you want a trip. But another brother noticed me. I'm up on him, he up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Just cry my tears, take the 3 good years. He can't be mad at me. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you see, that he wanted. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you see, that he wanted. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. On my lips, a man on my hips, get me tighter than my Darion jeans. Acting up, drinking my cup, I can care less what you think. I need no permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention, 'cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. 'Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you see, that he wanted. So I've been joined tonight by Sarah Walmsley, and I have to say it's been thoroughly enjoyable to have such a great guest and to have a little bit of a natter, really, between songs and a little bit of a laugh. And also, she chose some fantastic tunes. Thank you to everybody that joined me and sent in their requests, and sorry for those that I didn't get through, but next Tuesday I will make sure that I definitely play those. So I want to say thank you. I have been Nikki Treffers, aka the Modern Essex Girl, super modern, super Essex. I'm going to pass you over to Rob Harvey, who has Synth City, New Wave and Electronic Music, which I have to say I am a huge fan of. Up next, Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. Want to come on? I scooch on over closer, dear, and I won't nibble your ear. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Pretend you're high. Pretend you're bored. Pretend you're anything just to be adored. And what you need is what you get.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.